to the great detectives of old time radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. Thank you to Kenneth and John, who supported the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net through PayPal. In addition, you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just check it out at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Now, let's get into today's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date, May the 6th, 1952, and the title is The Desert of Death.
Listen to Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, adventure, intrigue, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. A wailing wind sweeps the length of the Dashti Margol, the desert of death in Afghanistan, and hurls itself against the camel-skin walls of a sheepherder's tent. But the man inside is too intent upon his task to pay attention to the wind, the desolation, or the possible dangers that are lurking outside.
This is 3-7 calling 5-2 in Kabul. 3-7 calling 5-2 in Kabul. Can you hear me? Over.
This is 5-2. Go ahead, 3-7. Over.
You must make a report to the Bureau in New York at once. Tell them the rumors of great danger to the entire world are true. The only hope of preventing disaster...
So, Krogan Bey has been murdered. From the Dashti Margol.
That's right, Chief. Here's the report from this mailer. His contact in Kabul.
You know the assignment Kurgan Bey was on?
Sure. Checking on the rumors that have been coming out of Siberia.
Yeah. Rumors about a radioactive material called M5. Meant to leave it. Material more potent than uranium. Ken, if those rumors are right, the Russians could stumble on the answer to the H-bomb.
That's right. And suppose Russia got on the track of deposits of Mendeleev's oil in Afghanistan.
Well, that could mean armed invasion. World War III.
Yep.
Then your guess is that Kurgan Bey trailed Russian agents into the desert and learned they were after deposits of M5 ore?
This is one time we can't afford a guess, Chief. We've got to know.
Believe me, Mr. X, taking me with you here to Kabul is one of the smartest things you ever did.
Oh, thanks, Bigel.
Sure, I know this Jones like a couple of books. Well, so what can I do you for, Mr. X?
How'd you like to dig up some information about M5?
That's a cinch. I'll find out all you want to know about M who?
Oh, never mind. See if you can find anyone interested in the Dashti Margol. Anyone who's been on desert expeditions lately.
Oh, sure. Nothing to it, Mr. X.
Then meet me here at the Camel Mart when you're through.
But Mr. X...
See you later, Pago.
But... You're interested in some of these noble beasts of burden?
I'm interested in a man by the name of Ismaila.
Ismaila?
I was told I could find him right here at the Camel Mart.
And who was the low-born one who so informed the effendi?
It could have been a certain Kurgan Bey.
This way, effendi, if you please.
Sure.
Mr.
So my message did reach the Bureau in New York.
That's right, Isabella. Now, what can you tell me about Kogan Bay and what happened to him in the Dashti Margot?
No more than what's written in the message to you, Effendi.
He didn't mention something called M5 or the names of any strangers from the north?
No, Effendi, nothing.
Hmm. How soon can you get me out to the Dashti Margot?
Ismaila has 3 desert trucks ready. Over there at the far side of the marketplace is where they will be. In 2 hours' time.
Good. I'll meet you there.
It will be so. By a day, Nathan.
Yeah, till later, Ismaila.
Well, hello there, Mac. Greetings and salutations from a fellow American. And brother, am I glad to see you.
Well, hello.
I've been hanging around this lousy home for aged and infirm camels for 2 days now, waiting for you. I'm Brad Nelson.
Yes, my name's Ken Thurston. And what's this about waiting for me, Nelson?
Why, you stymied me, Thurston, grabbing off all the available half-tracks.
It sounds like you were figuring on a trip to the desert.
Well, that's where the Afghanistan government expects me to go. I'm an irrigation engineer. Gonna be pretty tough on me, though, if I gotta make the trip on camelback. Brother.
Well, too bad Ismaila was a couple of steps ahead of you.
Oh, Ismaila's all right. It's this other character that's got my boiler busting.
What character's that?
The one you were talking to just now. The Russian's fair-haired boy in Afghanistan.
What?
Abdul Khan.
Abdul Khan?
Hey, you didn't know who he is. And you were going out to the desert with him?
That's right.
Well, there's only one thing I could say about that, Thurston. Brother. No dice, Thurston. This mail is not in. What next?
Why don't we just walk in?
Man, just like that. It's a cozy little nest. Dirty floor, paper windows, flies.
Look over there in the corner.
Brother.
Yeah. Is Mela?
It was, before somebody practiced a knife throwing on him. Now why?
Maybe this is the reason.
That little chunk of rock? That's no motive for murder in my book.
Wait till I cup it in my hand. Look. So. Now look at it through the crack between my fingers.
Hey, that stuff gives off a little light.
Yes.
That rock's radioactive. Could be pitch blend. Uranium ore, something like that.
Yeah, it could. Couldn't it?
Yes, Effendi, that is quite right. I am Abdul Khan, but Ismaila was my brother, and it is my wish to carry out the mission upon which he was engaged when his soul was taken by Mohammed.
Then why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
I feared that if the Effendi knew the true circumstances, he would object to this unworthy one accompanying him into the desert.
You expect me to believe that story?
It would be best if the Effendi does believe.
Why?
It is I who possess the only half-tracks now present in Kabul. To obtain their services, one must also accept mine. Does the Effendi still desire to visit the desert?
Okay, Abdul, we'll go. Feeling pretty good about something, Pagan?
Oh, hello, Mr. Thurston. Beautiful day, all right. The birds, the bees, the pears.
Never mind the weather report. Did you get anything?
Oh, don't have to worry about anything, Mr. X. This Kabujo is absolutely clean. Nobody even heard nothing about any M5.
I am all ready for the journey to Dashti Margot, Herr Schmidt Effendi.
Go away. I'll talk to you later.
But I do not understand.
Oh, sure. Don't mention it. If you round again sometimes, babe. Go away.
Well, now, wait a minute, Pagan. If the lady is coming along with us, the least you can do is to show her where the baggage will go.
Oh, but you...
How about the second half track. It's not too crowded there.
If her belongings are put carefully away, Sherida will see that you are properly rewarded. Please inform me when we are ready to depart, dear Mr. Fenn.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well?
Look, Mr. X, I can explain everything.
Why bother?
Well anyway, she just wants to get home. To her kins and folks and stuff, you know? She belongs to a tribe of wandering desert nomads out there. Just a simple little nomad.
Oh, huh? Sure. Just for those manicured nails, wearing perfume at $50 an ounce. Well, let's get her baggage over to the half track.
You bet, Mr. Rick. Right away. Anyways, these couple of suitcases or two won't take up too much room and...
Hold it, Peter.
Huh?
That sound.
You hear it? Hey, it's coming from this suitcase.
It's a Geiger counter.
Do you mean one of those things that tells when you're near uranium or stuff?
Yeah.
But it's making it click like that way now.
This radioactive rock I picked up beside is Mailer's body.
Oh, but why should Sherida be carrying one of those things out to her relatives?
I don't know, Pega. Unless maybe they live in Moscow.
I could say, Thurston, is you sure got plenty of that there intestinal fortitude.
Brother.
Why say that, Nelson?
Using Abdul Khan, a maybe Russian agent, for a guide into the desert, taking along a double-talking doll who carries Geiger counters around like mad. Oh, man.
Why kick, Nelson? I'm taking you along, too.
Oh, now don't tell me you dug up something for my dull, dark, and dirty past.
I checked with the Afghanistan government. They're not conducting irrigation surveys in the Dashti Margo, and they never heard of you.
Man, that sure thickens the mystery, don't it? You know something, Thurston?
What?
With all of us suspicious characters along, I got a hunch this trip's gonna be mighty interesting. Yeah, mighty interesting. Brother.
We'll return to the man called X in just a moment. The National Association for Mental Health says mental illness is a coin with two faces. One side is despair. The other side is hope. The hope of the mental patient when he finds himself in friendly, attractive surroundings. The hope of the anxious person when he discovers a mental health clinic. Now remember, the other side of the coin is hope. You can make that hope brighter by cooperating with the groups in your community that are observing Mental Health Week. And now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. Rumors out of Siberia. Rumors about M5, a radioactive material that could be a trigger for the H-bomb. And the bureau agent assigned to the case is murdered in the desert of death in Afghanistan. And now it's up to Ken Thurston to find out why.
You may stop the desert truck now, Effendi. We have come to the end of our journey.
What's so special about this place, Abdul?
Those rocky hills a kilometer to the east. It was there that Kurgan Bey was murdered.
Then why not drive on up to them?
Those rocks have held their secrets before the time of man. Abdul Khan will not disturb them. He has no wish to join Kurgan Bey or his Mele in Falakalapalak, the highest heaven.
And you think that's what will happen to anyone who goes up there?
Why does not the noble Effendi discover for himself?
Yes, why not? Okay, Pega. You stay here and watch the half track. Nelson and I will go up into the hills.
How do you like that? Drags me all the way out here just to sit. But why do you want me to do this for, anyway?
So you can report back in case Nelson and I don't return.
Oh, that's different. You don't return. Oh, no. How they like this, those two jokers, leaving me stranded out here in the middle of nothing. It's dark already. Oof.
There's Nate, Effendi.
Who's that?
It is only I, darling. Your little Sherida.
Oh, for a moment, I was afraid that... Well, what are you doing out here, baby?
Perhaps you will think it forward of Sherida, but I was so lonesome at the camp without you.
You were, eh? Well, well, coming over closer, baby. There's no such thing as a long-distance smooching with lover boy Zashmid.
Of course. I would be most honored to come closer.
Man, we sure came up with huge gobs of nothing this trip, Thurston. Rocks, sand, and a couple of hunks of this old beat-up pottery.
Careful, Nelson. Some of that pottery could be older than history.
That don't make no never mind to me. I'm looking for the future, not the ancient past. You might as well face it, Thurston. Brad Nelson's slap-happy about money and nothing else.
Yeah, I guess you are. Oh, well, it's too late. Too dark to look any longer tonight. Let's get back to the halfback.
Thurston! Hey, that's our desert buggy pulling out.
Yeah, let's go.
My head. Oh,
come off it, Pagan. Oh. She didn't hit you that hard.
That's what you think.
Well, it looks like we got one of our enemies pinpointed anyway, Thurston.
Maybe.
But why else would she give Zellschmidt the works and make off with that half track?
Why not ask her?
I will. As soon as we get back to camp, I'm going to...
You were saying, Nelson?
Thurston, the camp. It just ain't.
Hey, he's right. That's where we left Abdul and Sherida and the trucks and stuff. And there ain't nothing there.
What else did you expect?
What?
Man, some lash-up. Stuck on the desert of death on foot, no food, only the water in our canteens and a sandstorm coming up.
Yeah, I guess that's about it, Nelson.
So, Sherida, it has been done. Allah has blessed our endeavors, and the prize has become ours.
You are a fool, Abdul, if you think it is all as simple as that.
No other answer can be written, Sherida. We have been waiting in this roadside tea house for over 8 hours. By now the sandstorm has blasted the desert clean.
Perhaps.
You're going somewhere?
To my room. I have been paid. My work here is over. Masa Unher.
Sherida?
Thurston Effendi.
You weren't the only ones who knew about this Shahi Khana. We were just about able to make it.
And now that you are here?
Maybe you've got some ideas.
Look, Effendi, all that has happened is not what it seems. Sherida had no intention of harming you.
You put on a pretty good show.
It was Abdul. Abdul is the one who... Here. You know what this is. A Geiger counter.
So what?
Take it. The half-track of Abdul is behind the barn. Within, you will find specimens of ancient pottery and statues. Use the Geiger counter upon them. And note well the result.
This could be a trap, Sherida.
Yes, Effendi. It could be.
Okay, I'll find out.
Thank you.
Why are we hanging around this coffee joint anyway, Mr. Rex? Those jokers in there would cut your throat for a rice bowl without meat.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, that's one of our half tracks.
Yes. The one Abdul was driving.
What are you climbing around up there for?
Some interesting pottery specimens here, Pagon. I want to check them.
Mr. Rex, that Geiger is counting.
Yes.
But why should that stuff get all hotted up?
Because there's some radioactive material hidden inside. Maybe uranium. Maybe M5.
Look, Mr. Thurston, why are we monkeying around on top of this rock pile out here in the desert? There's nothing here but some old broken-up vases and vases and vases.
I thought I saw something when Nelson and I were up here earlier. Yeah, here it is. Look here. Underneath this rock.
Mr. Rex, there's a hole in the ground or something.
Let's get the rest of these rocks out of the way.
Oh, sure.
I think we've found what we've been looking for.
Like that. There's a regular mine tunnel underneath this desert. What's for anyway? Gold?
Something a good deal more valuable. Look here. In this tunnel wall.
So what's there to see? Nothing but a 6-foot strip of black mud or something?
Look a little closer. You'll see lights in it. Green and blue.
Hey, that's right. What is it anyway?
The counter may give us the answer.
Mr. Rex?
Yes.
Then we found the M5 stuff.
If it isn't, it's uranium or radium ore.
You ain't just whooping, Nelson.
Hello, Nelson. Been working pretty fast, haven't you?
Man, I had to. Keeping up with you is worse than hanging on the tail of a cyclone. You sure make it tough on a guy.
Brother.
Boy, am I ever glad to see you. Oh, for a minute, I thought maybe you were one of those foreign agents or something.
You were right, Pagon. He is.
Oh, sure. I knew it all the time, but he is.
What happened, Nelson? Abdul double-crossed you?
He wasn't playing footsies when he left us holding that sandstorm out in the desert.
Looks like he wanted all the glory for getting those ore samples across the Siberian border.
That's right. I found this stuff here, bumped off his mail in Kurgan Bay, and that joker wants to ride the gravy train by himself. Oh, man, you just can't trust the local talent.
You should have thought of that sooner, Nelson.
Why?
You still haven't got any M5 samples to Siberia. They don't know if there's any ore in this desert or not.
Oh, what's the diff? They'll know inside a week.
You won't make it.
Why not?
Sherida.
You're kidding. She's nothing but a cheap little stool pigeon who's out for whatever she can get.
You ever hear of counter-espionage? Even a country like Afghanistan has it. Is that right, Sherida?
That is quite right.
Hey, what the
devil? Drop the gun, Mr. Nelson.
Not today, sister. Drop it!
Oh, relax, you idiot. It's all over.
It is? Hey, it is. Well.
I know that words are quite inadequate, Mr. Thurston. Particularly after what I did to you in my ignorance. But please know of my gratitude. And that gratitude of my countrymen.
It's the people like you who deserve the gratitude, Sherida. People we never hear of. Working for their countries and for freedom all over the world. It's because of you that the Nelsons and the others can't win. You'd think they'd have learned that by now. Well, someday, and pretty soon, they'd better.
And now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And my thanks to Lucille Meredith, Will Wright, Peter Leeds, Byron Kane, and Stan Waxman. Next week, the seemingly innocent mineral bears in Carlsbad lead Ken straight to the horrors of a slave labor camp in Czechoslovakia. And speaking of horrors, Pagon Zilschmidt has to take a bath. Leon Belasco, that is. So join us, won't you, when next I return, I hope without a cold, as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called Call Deck, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music by Milton Charles. The story is written by Sidney Marshall. This program is directed by Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. And now, until next week, same time and station, this is Hal Gibney saying goodnight for The Man Called X. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Welcome back. A nice tribute at the end of the episode to those who worked in counterintelligence in countries that the Soviets were trying to undermine. It's a nice touch, particularly since this series often can almost make the Man Called X into the superhero who everything is down to. I have noticed something with this series versus other radio programs at the time. So many other radio programs, you know, if they were going to have a villain, particularly if it was something around espionage, it would be the most obviously foreign sounding person in the episode. The Man Called X tries to avoid that, but it almost seems like they tend to make it a bit more predictable in that the actual bad guy and foreign spy is the person who is most overtly and obviously an American. Because I've gotten to the point where somebody shows up and it's like, okay, yeah, this guy's an American. I'm like, yeah, he's probably the spy. So they avoid the stereotype, but become a bit predictable. Well, it was referenced last week, but I do want to go ahead and just give an official mark here that we are nearing the end of The Man Called X. We only have 3 more episodes left to play. And coming in 4 weeks, we'll continue International Intrigue. Dangerous Assignment, which is going to be another exciting series, will be starring Brian Donlevy. So you won't want to miss it. Now let's go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Dave, Patreon supporter since August of 2020, currently supporting us at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Well, that will do it for today. A reminder, if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. Next Wednesday, we'll return with another episode of The Man Called X. Coming up tomorrow, we head out to New York with Philo Vance, where...
Tony.
Yeah, Lynn.
I like you, Tony. Is that wrong?
Yeah, sure it's wrong. It's wrong for Al Bailey and the millions of other guys in this world. But for you and me, it ain't wrong.
What I started to say was, I like you, but... Maybe I like Al Bailey better.
Huh?
Park here a minute, will you?
You want me to park? That sounds like a routine I should be giving you. Okay, I'll pull over here by the right side of the road, and you and I can talk this thing over. Yeah. Now what?
Now, let's you and I talk.
Oh, it's here to talk about. Come here, baby.
Tony! Dough.
Listen, kid, don't slough me. I'm loaded with dough.
I imagined you were, but Bailey has money, too.
Sure, but I got class, I got ambitions, I got savvy fare.
Savoir faire? Oh, that, Tony, believe me, that you don't have.
So, all right, I don't have it. But I ain't missing an awful lot of other things, am I?
Oh, I don't know about them. All I know is that very shortly, you may be going to be missing.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. Check us out on Instagram, Instagram.com/GreatDetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.